This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This is WTIC Pet Talk. Today, Dr. Andrea Dennis from the Bloomfield Animal Hospital takes your pet health questions. Whether you have a dog, cat, or hamster, this is a show for you and your best friend. Call in now at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. And now, Pet Talk.
Well, good afternoon to everyone. This is the veterinary edition of Pet Talk. I am Dr. Andrea Dennis, and it takes dedication to get here to the studio when it is snowy and slippery, and you just got to go slow out there. So people are doing errands or listening to me in the car. It took me twice the time to get here, just going slow. It's not a lot of accumulation, but it's making the roads a bit hazardous. So please be careful as you're out there doing your errands. And then when you get home, make sure you're not slipping on your sidewalk and things of that sort. So I think we've just all been spoiled. We knew it was February. We knew it was winter. But today it actually feels like it. So what do we do here on Saturday afternoons between 1 and 2? We talk about your pets. And we try to bring new information. We try to bring informative issues to the table. But most importantly, it's answering your questions. It's having a conversation, maybe about a situation that you're in with your pet, whether it's medical. A lot of times medical issues kind of cross over into behavior and vice versa. We call this a veterinary edition because as a doctor in veterinary medicine, this is what my specialty is in. And if I don't have an answer, I will make sure I refer you to either a specialist or what questions to ask your own veterinarian. That's it. The show is about empowering you to be your pet's best advocate. And that means going into your veterinary office appointments and being able to communicate and know what's best for your pet. So this is what we do. So you can go ahead and give us a call at 860-522-9842, or that's 860-522-WTIC. Kevin is our producer for the show, and I'm going to thank him ahead of time because he does a fabulous job. He will talk to you a little bit, put you in the queue, and as usual, the questions that come in early, we try to get to you as soon as possible, but I can guarantee we'll be able to answer, or just an update on how your pet's doing. Many of you have called in over the last several months and sort of let me know this is what's going on with your dog or cat and what you were planning on doing. So we'd love to have an update as well. So give us a call because I always bring something to the table, but it's much more interesting when I'm speaking with you. So tune in and call in. 2 weeks ago I was here and I talked about February and some of the things that we have to be concerned about. And We've already gone through two of those things, and that was Super Bowl Sunday and Valentine's Day. But I still wanted to talk a little bit about dental disease and heart disease, because these are the awareness months. February is for both of those issues. And many of us know that, you know, heart disease is a big issue with people. Oh, I see we've got a call coming in, too. So that'd be great. But it's also in dogs and cats. It really is a primary issue for us as well. So with that being said, how do we know our dogs and cats have a problem? And many times, just like in people, heart disease can be silent. So when you have your regular annual visit with your veterinarian, and some dogs and cats as they get older, we really recommend coming in at least twice a year for those physical exams. But when we're taking that stethoscope off our neck and putting it up to the chest of your dog or cat, we are really listening for irregular heartbeats. We're listening to see if the heart is beating too fast or too slow, and heart murmurs. And many people, you know, when I tell them, I just heard a heart murmur in your dog, they kind of look at me with a question mark in their eyes. I can see that. And they'll say, well, what is that? And a heart murmur is an abnormal sound that your heart is making. You know, when you hear the heartbeat, you probably have heard lub-dub. Lub-dub is the sound that's being made by the heart, and that's the sound that the valves make. An abnormal sound is usually like a swooshing or a whooshing sound, so it's lub-sh-dub, lub-sh-dub. And sometimes it's louder than other times. Oh, I just knocked my microphone away. And with that, when we listen to that, we will document that in the records and monitor that. For some issues, too, it's like, well, what can cause those irregular sounds in the heart? And that is usually the valves are not functioning as well. Sometimes there's actually a hole in the heart. And that's usually, we see that with younger individuals, usually. It's usually something that they're born with. Something called stenosis. And the fourth thing is anemia. So with those, if we can figure out why this heart murmur is occurring, then we can kind of talk about what you can do, what we can do to help them and make sure that we keep those hearts as healthy as possible. And when I get back, we'll talk to Carol first, but I want to go ahead and when we get back after speaking with Carol, I want to just make sure that we kind of, you know what the veterinarian is doing, you know what you need to be doing for following up, and we'll talk about echocardiograms. But that's what we're listening for, as mentioned, and heart murmurs do tell us a lot. So switching gears just a little bit, I'm going to talk to Carol, because as promised, your questions are the most important. Carol, you're with me, huh?
Yes, I am, Dr. Dennis. How are you?
We're doing fine, thank you. It sounds like you're a little bit concerned about your kitty, though.
I am. I have a 2.5-year-old male short hair tabby, orange tabby. Mm-hmm. And he went in for being neutered on Monday the 20th with another veterinary service in the state here.
Yeah.
And at the same time, they obviously put him under anesthesia for the procedure. And then they also gave him his feline leukemia booster. Mm-hmm. Because he had already been boosted about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I mean, okay. Vaccinated.
Right, he needed a second shot.
And he needed the second one. And then they also gave him his distemper.
Okay.
And now since I brought him home, he started having runny stools. And now it's getting worse. And this morning I just went to the vet and picked up metrodiazonal and was told to put him on a bland diet. Do you think all of this could be attributed to his stress and all of everything he had going on?
Yeah, it's possible, but you've had him for close to 2 years?
No, I haven't. I've only had him since this fall.
Okay, I see.
So when I got him, he was having normal, healthy stools.
Okay.
And he was eating, and he's still eating really well. He's eating really well, and he's being fed the regular cat food until they put him on a bland diet. So now I'm cooking rice and chicken. And I'm going to give him a rice and chicken bland diet with the metrodiazonal every 12 hours.
That's good.
And so I don't know. Do you have any more advice for me?
I think that's a good approach. I think, again, let's rest the intestinal lining. Yes, to answer your question, could the stress of having had surgery, I think much more than being vaccinated, you know, the anesthesia, yes, that is a possibility. But do you know what happens sometimes, Carol, is that there's could be another underlying reason that's there, but then the stress brought it on. And you know, something like parasites, something like I'm sure he's had his stool checked, but was it checked just for worms or was it also checked for something called Giardia? I think though that would be.
What is Giardia?
Yeah, Giardia is a parasite, but it's not a worm. It's in the what it does. It invades. When you look at when I say intestinal lining, that means that obviously the inside of your intestine, and it is made up of cells. What Giardia does, it goes into those cells, they replicate, and then they rupture. And when they rupture, your body cannot absorb the water or even sometimes absorb the nutrients. But no, it's the two good things. One, you are already on the metronidazole. Now, if he has Giardia, it's going to help that. But the other second thing is I would have a stool sample checked by your veterinarian. I would just say, you know, when's the last time we did it? I know sometimes it's hard to keep track of all our records, but for us at home, but your veterinary office will have every test that was done. And I would say, you know, because of the stool, you know, I'm just thinking, been doing some reading. And should we check his stool sample for Giardia and for worms? That's what I would do first, because you can have both stress and
He did have some kind of worm at one time when he had a solid stool. And I didn't bring them a sample, but I described what it looked like. And then they put him on I think they put him on the metronidazole.
You actually saw it with your naked eye?
I did.
Okay.
And it was basically about an inch long, and it was white, and they were curly.
Yeah, that's probably called roundworms. And I'm a little bit more hard-nosed about this. Even though people at home will tell me they see worms, and like if they were flat worms and little pieces, that's probably a tapeworm.
Yeah, these were not flat. These were
roundworms.
Cylindrical and curly.
Right. But even though someone will tell me they see it, I still would like to check all the different things that they can get, because most of the time you just see it. Our tests for stools have gotten so much better. We now test for antigen, meaning that you just know that there's something inside, but they're not passing anything.
Right.
Sometimes they don't even pass the eggs. So it's a little bit of an expense, but I really, really feel, especially since he came to you not that long ago, I would say, can we just once and for all just check it? Because he'll probably get better with a loose stool, but then if there's an organism or if there's a parasite there, we don't want that to live in him any longer than it has to. So have it checked out.
Would they be able to test the loose stool?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so I'll collect that. I wish they would have told me that at the vet to bring it when I came to pick up the medicine.
Well, that's why we talked about just kind of embedded in, you know, that's what the show's to do, is to help you sort of kind of learn to ask the right questions, right? So, I'm sure they'll be happy to do it. Absolutely.
Okay.
Because
I appreciate your help. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm a fairly new pet owner, so I don't know the right questions to ask.
Well, you know what? You sound like you're in love, though, already.
I know. He's won me over.
I know. So really, the mild diet is helpful, and the metronidazole, you know, even the fact that you're learning how to pill a cat already as a new pet owner is pretty impressive.
Thank you. Wish us luck over here.
All right. But again, if you have any concerns or you forget what we're talking about, it's, you know, it's checking for worms and Giardia, and that begins with a G. G-I-A-R-D-I.
Okay, I will do that.
All
Thank
right.
you so much.
You're very
All
welcome.
Right.
Thanks,
Take
Carol.
Care.
Good luck.
Thanks for your show. Yep.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. Yeah, that's what we're doing. She's doing everything the right way. So no criticism there. It's just on the smarter we are about pet care, the best pet owners that we can be. They just, you know, this is our responsibility. So I'm going to take a quick break right now, and then we're going to come back for more questions, talk a little bit more about heart disease. And you're listening to the Veterinary Edition of Pet Talk on WTIC News Talk 1080. Thanks so much for coming back. great. I want to first thank Justin Levine for the upbeat music, and I think that's the type of thing we need for a day. And we were talking about heart disease. We're trying to bring some awareness in the month of February about heart conditions, how you can be preventing it, and I would be wrong not to mention heartworm preventative. You all have heard me talk over and over again about that. But heartworm prevention is also part of that as prevention, as well as what we can take care of our pets' hearts. Diana, you're going to switch gears on me a little bit. Welcome.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for your patience. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. I listen to you every week. I really enjoy you. And I tell anybody I know with a pet to try and tune in because it's informative and enjoyable and the whole nine yards. So thank you for doing this.
My pleasure.
I have a dog, Tova, who is 10 years old, and she has severe allergies, which at the moment are improved. I've been going to a new vet since the fall and like her very much, and she's getting a shot, and I'm sorry, I'm not good with names, every 6 weeks.
I know what it is. It's called Cytopoint. It's called Cytopoint?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Okay, good. And that's excellent. I love it. I love it. So, but I'm going to let you continue.
Okay. But at 5 weeks, it starts again, as far as her scooting and scratching her ears, which makes tangles. And I do have her anal glands expressed when they feel it's necessary.
Okay.
I also, per this vet, which like I keep saying, I like her very much, I was giving her medicated shampoos twice a week, and that absolutely help because her paws and her butt are really all cleared up. They're the right color and all. So very pleased with that. But is there anything else or I could do? I'm thinking like I don't want to give her Benadryl all the time, but I'm thinking food. Is there might be a connection to the food she's eating?
You know, that has been discussed. There are theories on that. There are statistics that tell us that dogs that have allergies to their environment can also have some allergies to what a certain protein usually in their food. It's not just the brand of food. It's usually a protein like a chicken or beef is another common one. So it does no harm to do that at the same time. And I have several of my patients that come in every 4 weeks for Cytopoint. And I have some.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have some that only need it 3 times a year. So, and I think the other thing, Diana, is that when I have the conversation about allergies with my pet parents, I tell them we are not going to cure this. We cannot cure these type of allergies, but we can control them to the best of our ability to keep them comfortable, like you said, so to prevent those ear infections from coming back, anal sacculitis, etc. So you are the fact that you pursued and said, I know I can do more to make my guy comfortable, right?
Yes.
So if you're...
Oh, thank you. I never heard that before. That in and of itself is very helpful. And I really think I assumed it was going to go away at some point.
No, it won't. I mean, and even things like seasonal allergies. And for many times that means when the grasses are out, fall tends to be the worst time of years for dogs that have seasonal allergies. But this year, my dogs that normally have, it's usually a season and it starts in the spring and ends like in December. This winter, because we really had no snow cover, I've been seeing them regularly. It's like it didn't stop this winter. So, yes, and they understand that going in, that we're not curing it, we're controlling it. And the other thing is that if you are being so astute that you see the symptoms coming back at 5 weeks, you can, the veterinarian that you're having a good relationship, say, listen, this is really starting at 5 weeks. Should I come back not at 6, but come back at 5? Because it's very safe to give at 5.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah,
I'm going to be honest with you, because it's a little bit costly, you know.
It is.
I was looking to push it out more, but I have no problem with doing that.
No, it is. It is an expense. The other thing that you might, I think washing the feet is very important. That tends to be an area. And then treating the local spots like the ears. Benadryl, and I'm a scientist, and we have found that antihistamine, see, in people, Our allergies have a big, strong histamine release. In dogs and cats, their allergies are not really related to histamine. So an antihistamine like Benadryl is not doing much, and only about 12 to 16% of the pet population has any kind of improvement on those things. So we can't think of dogs and cats' allergies the same as people allergies. We've got to kind of get that out of our mind, and that's why. Then there's another drug. Also, I mean, depending on the size of your dog, it can be a bit, it's costly, but it works, that we will use sometimes intermittent. It's called Apoquil. Apoquil. So talk to her about that.
Could you spell that, please?
A is an apple, P is in Paul, O-Q-U-E-L.
Okay.
Coincidentally, it's made by the same company that makes Cytopoint, which is Zoetis, and they have they, you know, as corporations go to veterinary and pet health, they have done really a great concentrated job on trying to get these allergies under control.
Well, thank you. Because it's all good information, and I'm also appreciating your talk about the heartworm and that too. I'm taking that in, but okay. I don't have to worry about changing her food then?
No, you know, it won't hurt is what I'm saying. And have that conversation with her. But my... And I'll get off my high horse in a second here.
That's
but,
all right.
I think that if you're going to do a food trial... You want to be 100% all in, and that would be you're going to change the protein, no more treats. If you're going to use the same dog food that you're going to give as the treat, and is it truly hypoallergenic? All those things. But your veterinarian, you know, you've built a good relationship. She'll take you through that. But I say it's not going to hurt. But really, it's not going to tell you much if you're not really committed to it 100%. And sometimes that little piece of, you know, pizza crust that we give them, that can throw everything off the...
Good. No, thank you. I don't think I will get into it that much because I also cook her chicken every day.
Yeah.
So, I really do.
I had a feeling.
I had to go to the store the other day to get chicken because I was out. And I said, I don't tell anybody what it is. I know it's crazy, but I live alone and she's the love of my life. And so I have no problem taking the best care of her that I can, you know.
I know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take. With the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
And I'm glad she's feeling better. And Diana, it was a pleasure talking with you. You are definitely so committed. Much. Thank you.
I appreciate your help. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Yeah, she's all in. There's no doubt about that. She loves that baby. And I'm sure no more than what Scott has feelings for his little one or big one. Hi, Scott. Thanks for being, holding on for us.
Thank you, Doctor.
Sure.
I appreciate you taking my call.
Yeah.
I love my dog just like your previous guest is. Yeah. I've had 4 of them, and I love the breed, but I love all animals. She's going to be 12 years old. In the middle of April,
mm-hmm.
Golden Retriever.
Yeah. Wow.
And one question I wanted to ask you. I have another one after this. So I'll be quick. Is they say that usually the life of a dog is they compare like 1 year, 1 human year is like 7 years for a dog. Is that true?
It's not that exact, but it is like an estimate. It's sort of equal to that when they're younger. But when they get older, then like when it's only closer to that, it's more like 5 years or 4 years. So it does depend on the size of the pet. So a 10-pound dog, that kind of equation doesn't match if it was a 120-pound dog, if you know what I mean.
Right.
So,
right.
But, you know, if you want to kind of be sort of estimating that could be. Did I answer your question with that? So now
yes.
Tell me, but
yep.
Are we doing well at 12 years old? I mean, obviously, for me, a golden retriever that has, once they reach 10 years, like I have a Bouvier, also a large breed dog. I think, okay, 10 years, we're starting to get we're in our 60s, 65. Is she doing well at 12? Good joints and all those other good things.
It's unbelievable. My other ones, one got cancer at 6 years old, and the other one, it's all they're long stories. So I want to ask you, my other
sure.
question
yeah.
is she I play ball with her. One of those scoops, you know, they look like an ice cream scoop,
yes.
and put a tennis ball in and
yeah,
throw it.
Right.
And I let it run for about 10 minutes. This happened 2.5 years ago. And one of my last throws when she know it, she was running to get it, and I heard her yelp.
Mm-hmm.
And she was kind of holding her leg up.
Right.
So I took her up to the vets, and they thought, they didn't do an x-ray, but they thought she tore ACL.
Yeah.
And I got a second opinion. And they didn't think it was that. And they prescribed this Loxycom. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
And I can't. And somebody else told me about this Dasuquid soft chews.
Yes.
And so I got both of them. And I don't think I should give her. I wanted to ask you, should I give her? Is it okay to give her both? But it's amazing. She doesn't limp.
Yeah.
She walks fine. We go. I used to go 5 miles with her, but I think I'm pushing it now. We go maybe a mile,
right.
mile and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's very lovable. I'm surprised she's not up here barking at me because usually 5 minutes on the phone and off she goes. She don't like me on the phone.
I'm so glad. My dog is on the Dasuquin as well. He did tear his ACL. He did have surgery when he was 2 years old. Mm-hmm. And the two products you're talking about do two different things. So, yes, you can.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I think the Dasuquin Advanced Chews are wonderful. That's kind of got your glucosamine in it, chondroitin sulfate, and it works very, very mm-hmm. well. So, and I think that is your everyday baseline, product that you want to use. And then, you know, just check in with your veterinarian on the other product and just see, you know, is this something that I still need? But they are kind of working a little bit differently on those knees. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's that's a prescription.
Right.
But,
and that's why, like I have, and the prescription one, that does like your, it's an anti-inflammatory. Now my dog takes both too, an anti-inflammatory and his Dosaquin. And that really keeps his joints very well. You know, he has a little arthritis in there, which is bound to happen since he did tear his ACL, but his quality of life is really darn good for 12 going on 13. And that's what we're trying to accomplish. As long as we get, what we give them is safe and it's helping them move around, get around, you know, and a day like today, you're careful. Don't throw that ball, you know, a day where it's slippery and she could hurt herself.
Well, she loves to roll in the snow still, too. It's so nice. I don't want to overwhelm you, but this one is my last question. She has a bump on her cheek. She's had it for a while. It took her to the vets, and I can't remember the name of it, but they took a syringe and took some fluid out of it. And
it was benign.
Yes.
Okay, good.
They said at her age, mm-hmm. it's about the size of a small egg, but it's on her cheek, and uh-huh. it goes up, not all the way to her mouth. It's away from her mouth and away from
her chin, her neck, her
chin.
Dog chin. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, the chin. So one vet I took her to wanted to take it off, and then I thought about it, and other people said she doesn't bother her. She's getting up there.
Okay.
You don't know if she's going to make the surgery, so right. You know, there's always that chance. But I took her back to where I used to go.
Yeah.
And they said don't leave her alone. She's fine. Don't touch it. But have you? I'm sure you must be familiar with those. Do you agree with that?
I don't know exactly to preface this, Scott, I don't know exactly what it is. There's all kinds of growths that this could be you're describing. If it's a true cyst and when they take the fluid out, it drains and then it fills back up. That's really okay. See, I'm a little bit in a different camp. I think that I don't want them to get to the point of bleeding or scratching. I think that I do a lot of those growths under a sedative, and then I numb the area with what we call local anesthetic. So I don't have to put them completely under anesthesia. So it's a safe way of removing some of these growths as they get older. And so
she has some other places too. Yeah. She has a couple little ones on her belly.
So the next time you go, if it's because you're thinking about it, you can see you're thinking about it. You got two different opinions. You know, just say, hey, would you consider, you know, if I did have this one removed, because the thing is, what she's going to live if another 2-3 good years. What happens if that becomes 3 times the size? Then it becomes a nuisance. So why not? That's my approach. I tend to take things off mm-hmm. when I can, and I don't have to put them completely under anesthesia. So I would have that conversation. Do you think this is something that she could just have done with a local anesthetic and not have to go under anesthesia? And they know better, because I'm not seeing it, so I don't know how deep it is or anything like that. So I do want to make sure I'm clear on that, but at least ask the question.
Do you take any new patients?
We're pretty busy. We're pretty busy, Scott. but we do. I'm happy to take a quick look at it. You are a dedicated listener. I'm happy to do that and give you a second opinion, because I do think second opinions are important. And then you can have your veterinarian move it if they'll do that. But I'm happy to do that, Scott. Okay.
Okay.
I'm so glad you love
you. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. I can see Kevin is burning his look on my forehead. I have to take a quick break, but then I'll be right back. I promise. Listening to our last 5 minutes of our Saturday Pet Talk show, and I'm happy to see. I was wondering what was going on and what was happening with my friend Joe, but I guess he's doing okay. I'll get to him in just a second. I just wanted to respond to Scott because you know we went on to other questions, but you know there are these nice little pet calculators and there's charts to show you how old your pet is, and it's always really pretty fascinating to look that up. So 12-year-old golden retriever between 50 and 90 pounds is actually 77 years old. Okay, so not quite 7 years, but and again, if you had that same dog, I'm sorry, the same age, but the dog is less than 20 pounds, that dog would be considered 64 years old in human years. So it's quite interesting, and it sometimes is a nice little conversation as people are having dinner parties and things of that sort. So, hey, I'm talking too much. Joe, how are you?
How are you, Doctor?
I'm doing great, thank you.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
My dog, he hurt his paw. Okay. I think it was Thursday. So I'm just going to give it a few more days before I take him to the vet.
Yeah.
The way he goes, he tries to have him more off because he's a min and then nut off the leash.
Okay.
My question is, I still have some Rimadyl. My concern was not giving him that or any pain medication is. If he doesn't, he's restricted now. I'm taking him on, not walking 10 miles a day.
Wow.
I'm only doing like one in the morning, one at night.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is, if I give him something like Rimadyl and it relieves the pain,
mm-hmm.
he might not feel it. And if he doesn't favor it, he might harm it more.
Right.
I want your opinion.
Right. Now, when you say it's the paw, Joe, you know where, what toe it is in the paw? Or is it your side?
I believe, yeah. Okay. It's definitely, I thought, because I tested it, which was good. It wasn't his or Ben's, his knee or anything.
Right.
I believe it's the, I just did that today. I think it's the third paw.
Okay, the third toe on the paw. And is it swollen? Can you feel if it's swollen or?
I can't, I thought it was at first, but I compared to the other paw, they look the same and everything. But when I touched, he fringes and everything.
Yeah. If I would say, if you gave him an anti-inflammatory, I don't know if that's where the pain relief comes in. It cuts down on the inflammation. If you said you also had some gabapentin, which is for pain, to me, that does not cover it up enough. I find...
Right, Rimadyl.
Yeah, it's not going to cover up the issue that...
Oh, I got you. So you won't... Yeah. You won't... Okay.
Yeah, it will still be there. I find more than anything, it's their adrenaline, and they're so excited that when they come to the veterinary office, they don't limp anymore, but yet you can still feel... You can still find the spot that hurts when you're doing a good, thorough exam. So, yeah, if you want to, do that, it's not going to cover up what your veterinarian is going to see early next week.
No, I was more and more concerned about him in the next 2 days. If he doesn't feel what you're saying, it won't cover up. So he's still going to favor, which is good.
Yeah.
Another quick thing. You mentioned, because he has a little growth underneath his eyes, and the vet says, they can freeze him off. Do they have to put him? They have to put him under for that?
Well, they can do. No, they don't have to. You can also do that again with a sedative. You give them something to take the edge off,
okay?
And then you numb the area, then do that. Now, as anything near the eye, your veterinarian may prefer this, so there's no risk of movement. That he or she is under anesthesia, but you can do it without putting them completely under. It's just the location that may be the reason why general anesthesia might be recommended.
Okay, and for pad injuries, I mean, basically it's time, right? You just got to give time to heal.
We're back to the paw now.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Like if you have a laceration, I rarely suture pads. If
no, it's not even. It's not even cut. I think he's a nut. He's a visual. And, he runs nuts and everything.
Like
and
if it's bruised. Like if he bruised it. Yeah. Really have to put a bandage on them. It really rest tends to do it, and they should be good. I just feel that I'm glad that you're still going to the veterinarian because you still want a thorough workup of that.
Yeah. As I said, I'm going to give it a few more days. If it doesn't heal. One last thing. You mentioned about the age of dogs. Do you believe it? Did you hear that thing? There's a dog in Portugal. It's a big dog, too, that's 30 years old.
No, I never believe those things, Joe.
I don't either. I mean, come on. If you want to tell me 17.
But you know what? Maybe if it was my patient and I had to document it. Hey, listen, I appreciate you calling, but they're going to kick me off here in 10
seconds. All right,
seconds.
Thank you, doctor.
Bye-bye. That's the way to end the show, right? I mean, I just need to. I'm the scientist. I need to have proof. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll see. I'll be back next week. So those of you that didn't get a chance to call, I will promise to take your calls next time. We'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.